The first memory I have of my father was from a picture that hung on my bedroom wall. He had died suddenly of a heart attack when I was 3. He looked happy next to his beautiful bride, my mom, as they posed in our home in Brookline, a suburb of Boston. As a young child, I would not have understood the significance of the Phi Beta Kappa key that he wore that day. How could I have known the importance of the contribution I was told he had made to medicine? My mother used words like kind, handsome, smart, caring, but as I later learned, these words, although true, were not sufficient to describe the man I came to love and admire. Saul Hertz was the son of immigrant parents who fled from persecution in Europe. He went on to discover how radioactive iodine could be used in the treatment of thyroid diseases, including cancer. Looking up radioactive iodine online, I came to realize that his name was missing from most articles on the subject. Seeing his name omitted from those articles brought back a sense of loss, and I found myself crying at my computer. While in the process of sorting through the clutter of memories following my mom's passing in 2000, I came across boxes and boxes of my dad's original work. The boxes sat in my home in Connecticut until I could gather enough emotional energy to explore them. Slowly, the puzzle pieces from his letters, journal reprints, and newspaper articles revealed a compelling story. He graduated from Harvard Medical School in 1929, when there was a limit on the number of Jewish students allowed in the school and few opportunities for Jewish doctors to practice. I learned that his profound contribution to nuclear medicine started with his seminal question, could iodine be made radioactive for use in medical therapies? He managed to become the director of the thyroid clinic at Massachusetts General Hospital, where he collaborated with researchers at MIT to study the effect of radioactive iodine in treating thyroid disease. Among the treasures in the boxes were his handwritten data charts showing the successful use of radioactive iodine to treat patients at Mass General who had Graves' disease, a cause of hyperthyroidism. After serving as a naval officer in World War II, he and the MIT researchers went on to develop radioactive iodine into the first targeted cancer therapy. Many years have gone by since that first memory. Today I look at the wedding picture taken in 1941 with a different pair of eyes. I now understand the impact of his intellect and discovery and the challenges he overcame. I was the child who barely knew him, but I now know full well his greatness, not just as a father, but as a scientist and a person. This Father's Day, I'm a grateful daughter who wishes to thank him for his generous gift to the world.